This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coach Sean McDermott's appearance on WGR is being brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Kaleida Health, the official healthcare provider of the Buffalo Bills. By Dunn Tire, official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills. And by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop at northtownkia.com.
Welcome back to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio here with you. And, of course, Sean McDermott, his weekly radio appearance brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com, by Dunn Tire, official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills, and by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. And the Bills head coach joins me right now on the West Her Hotline. Good morning, Coach. I trust and hope that you had a safe and happy and healthy Halloween.
Well, we did. I appreciate that, and I hope you did as well. So I'd like to know what your costume was last night. Are you able to share?
I am, actually. My wife is great at this. She bought skeleton pajamas for both of us. So I wore skeleton pajamas out in our neighborhood last night.
Awesome, man. And you wore the full outfit, top and bottom?
I did. I didn't have anything for the face, but I did wear the top and bottom. It was great. Max was an inflatable, some sort of character from some video game that I don't know, but it was inflatable, and everybody loved it, and he was like 7 feet tall, so that was pretty cool. But he got, you know, it was warm last night, so he got a little hot in there and had to take it off after a while, but we had a great time. I want to know from you, Coach, who's the candy giver at your house? Like, if I'm a kid and I roll up, is Sean McDermott coming to the door? And I'm like, wait a minute, that's the Bills head coach giving me candy.
I would love to be the candy giver, but by the time we get home, it's Halloween is usually in its last minutes. So if someone's coming to your house at the time when I get home or we get home as a coaching staff, it may be a little creepy at that hour, right? So no, at my house, it's usually my wife or my kids, my older kids who give out the candy.
All right. Well, that's good. That's good to know that at least somebody's there to help out. I would say if someone came to the house and Sean McDermott comes out, they might think it's a costume. Wait a minute. Is that now people in your neighborhood would probably know you live there, but you never know. Someone comes and says, hey, there's the Bills head coach. In the meantime, Coach, I'm told you have a special guest with you today nearby, and it's Ted Scott, who is the caddy for Scottie Scheffler. And I know he's right there with you, so I'd like to welcome Ted to the program as well. And Ted, thanks for joining us with Bills head coach Sean McDermott. If you could just, you know, say hi to the Buffalo Bills fans and tell everybody why you're in town and what your connection is.
Yeah, Sal, thanks for having me. Yeah, this is exciting. We have an organization where I'm from in Louisiana called Hope for Opelousas. And Keon Coleman has a very deep connection to that organization, and he mentioned it in some media form here when he got drafted. And the Bills Mafia, they're known to be very generous. They decided to bless the organization of Hope for Opelousas with some finances, as they're known to do. And that got me really excited because my wife and I have supported them for many, many years, and it's dear to our hearts. So anyway, through that connection, we ended up kind of getting to meet Coach here, and Coach wants to learn and talk about mindset from all kinds of different, you know, arenas, and golf was on his radar. So we got to speak in the spring and hit it off well, and then now we're up here doing some more of that. So it's been really exciting. Got my friends from Hope for Opelousas. They're the ones that brought me up here, and just excited to see it all. Work in progress. It's been a lot of fun so far.
And you caddy for, I think what people would say is maybe the most incredibly, you know, mentally tough golfer there is out there, which is incredible. You know, obviously everybody's going to be a little bit different. You don't have necessary secrets of the trade. I guess you could have some, but what's it like watching Scotty battle on a weekly basis and always be right there and never get rattled?
Well, Scotty now has a new statement that can really scare his opponents. He can say, "Don't make me go back to prison." So that's a cool, you know, thing that he has. But no,
I'm glad you said that, and I didn't. I'm glad you said that, Ted.
No, I say it as a joke, but I mean, it's you know, it's sad what happened there in Louisville. But it's funny that you want to talk about mental toughness. The guy was stretching in jail and warming up in jail in case he got out so he could go perform, and he got out 15 minutes before his tee time, warmed up quickly on the range, and shot 66. So yeah, he's extremely tough, and it's one of my favorite things about him is that, you know, he's tougher than anybody I know when it comes to preparation. He doesn't leave anything, you know, left to chance. He's gonna outwork everyone, and then he just has a great attitude on the course. So he's a pleasure to work for and to work with, and it was great to see that his felony was expunged based on his great character. As you can see, he shined bright through that situation, so it was good.
And then before I get back to Coach, Ted, are you sticking around this weekend? Will you be attending the Bills-Dolphins game? Are you able to do that?
Do you think I'm going to come all the way up here on a Friday and miss the game on Sunday? No way. Of course, I'm going to stay. That's going to be awesome.
Have you been to a game yet here?
I have not. This is exciting. I've been to Buffalo several times. You know, we used to play in Canada, and I would drive over to Niagara Falls and a lot of times fly out of here. But I've never stayed for a football game, so it might be my new thing. You never know.
Well, best of luck to you and Scotty and Keon and his foundation. And thanks for jumping on the call with Coach today. Thank you very much, Ted.
Yeah, thank you, Sal.
You got it. You got it. All right, Coach. Obviously, a long list of on the injury report this week. We'll get to that right now. But, you know, thankfully, you have most guys have been limited or full participants. So let's get to that right now. It's our Barnes Firm injury report, brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured? For help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. Is there anybody right now who you know will not play on Sunday?
Yeah, Reggie Gilliam will be ruled out.
Okay. We know that Amari Cooper, Terrell Bernard, and Curtis Samuel, and even I'll throw Christian Benford in there, Coach. He went from full to limited. Is there any concern on them? How are you going to play that this weekend? I'll just ask you all four of those guys. Is there anybody individually you want to talk about?
Yeah, we'll just have to see with all four of those guys. And we're going to practice in a few minutes here, as you're aware, Sal. And from TB to Curtis, Amari, Christian, you know, we've got some moving pieces late in the week here. So we'll just have to manage it one day at a time.
All right, just a procedural question here. Von Miller hasn't officially been activated because you guys get the chance to have him back at practice. Do you expect that to happen and him to play on Sunday?
I do. Yes, we do, I should say. And he's had a good, albeit short, week of practice, but he's looking like he's ready to go.
Okay, Coach. This week you made a couple roster moves, but one was you released your practice squad kicker you had signed, Lucas Haversick. That obviously we've been very open. You've been very open about Tyler Bass and his situation. What gives you the confidence right now to keep Tyler as the only kicker on the roster after the last couple of weeks?
Well, as I said before, we're confident in Tyler, number one. Two is sometimes there's numbers involved.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
When you have some injuries, you know, it forces some movement with the roster and maneuvering of the roster. But outside of that, Tyler, in his situation, you know, he's kicked well and it seems to be in a good spot these last 2 weeks, and we look forward to him continuing to grow.
Coach, Khalil Shakir leads the league in catch percentage, and for wide receivers by a wide margin. I remember going back to combine and owners meetings and you talking about ways to get the ball down the field don't have to be throwing it over the defense. You can get it to guys, let them work. He seems to be the kind of the prototypical guy for you talking about that a little bit. Can you just kind of discuss where he's gone in his growth and how he fits in today's modern-day NFL offense with two high shell safeties and two high, and how you guys are operating and how good of a fit he is?
you know, years ago, I was fortunate to be around Chad Lewis, who's a tight end for us in Philadelphia, in my time in Philadelphia with the Eagles. And Chad was just, you know, Donovan McNabb's best friend, really, in terms of on the field. He was his security blanket. He was his outlet when he was blitzed, and just had tremendous value to our football team. And, you know, in a similar fashion, Khalil, although a different position, he patrols kind of the same area that Chad did years ago. And, of course, we have Dalton Kincaid and Dawson Knox as well doing a similar job, but at a different position. So, I mean, that level of consistency, that level of trust, that level of dependability that Khalil brings in the rapport with Josh is really important for our offense.
Sean, what do you think the difference has been in your run defense the last couple of weeks? And I know that, you know, one big run can obviously skew numbers like what happened in Baltimore, but overall it just seems the consistency of the run game on the defensive side has been a lot better the last 2 weeks.
Right. I would say, you know, I think the coaches have done a really good job, as well as the players, of being intentional about it. We know how important it is to play with proper technique, to developing our defense. If you want to be a good defense, it starts up front. And that usually starts with the defensive line and the run game. And so, you know, we've had some new players up there that are that have been intentional, quite frankly, about growing and developing and learning how important playing with that technique is. And when you have that up front, everything else behind it works off of what happens up front. And so that level of trust is important for us. And there's still work to be done, but I think being intentional about it is important for us.
Sean, the trade deadline is Tuesday, obviously. Can you take us into what it's like with you and Brandon Bean and the organization leading up to that this weekend and into Monday and Tuesday?
Yeah, I'm really not focused on that whatsoever. Focused on the challenge in front of us this weekend. Can't wait to play in front of our fans. That's a job for Brandon and his staff. And if something comes up, you know, then he'll let me know. But right now our focus is solely on this weekend's game.
And this weekend you have the Miami Dolphins. I mean, a very familiar opponent. You didn't play them too long ago. They do have Tua Tagovailoa back. Obviously, you guys did face him in week number two. I mean, when you look back and see, you know, what he does for an offense, how he changes that offense, what challenges does he bring now that he comes back onto the field for them?
I mean, yeah, they're a explosive offense. They've got probably the best team speed in the NFL, certainly on the offensive side. In this case, you know, Tua is a phenomenal player. And so you could see the difference that was made in the game last week where he was back with them. And so, you know, it's something that we've got to have a really good practice today. And we've got to get ourselves ready to go for Sunday to play our best football.
And obviously, I know you know, on the defensive side, they have some playmakers, and they've talked before about, you know, targeting the football, trying to turn the Bills over, you know, making those big plays, ball security, things like that. How important is that in a game like this where you know that that's going to be a focus of them trying to get those extra possessions?
No, it is. And they've got some really long yep. players on the defensive side with, you know, long arms and reach, and so we've got to be extra aware of protecting the ball and really just our process, playing and play out. And, you know, that's just us really, you know, trying to get better every week.
All right, Coach. Well, best of luck on Sunday. I'm going to have Pat Hammer here in less than an hour. I think we're going to have good weather for you on Sunday, maybe mid-50s, but unseasonably nice November weather. So it should be a great day for Bills Mafia to come out and obviously make it tough on the opponent.
Yeah, when you combine that with what we experienced last night with Halloween, and I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. Where else would you rather be, as they say, right?
No doubt. And listen, thank you very much. I know Ted's right there with you. Please say thank you again to him for jumping on, and we hope he truly enjoys his Western New York experience. Buy him some wings this weekend, Coach.
All right, will do. Thanks,
all right.
Al.
All right, you got it. That is Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott. The good news is only one player ruled out for the game on Sunday, fullback Reggie Gilliam. That means Amari Cooper, Terrell Bernard, Curtis Samuel, Christian Benford, all in play at this time for Sunday. They could still be ruled out before then, meaning they could literally be ruled out in the injury report. We got to have an injury report discussion, by the way. I need to have an injury report discussion with all of you. You need to sit down. All right, what do we got? We had Halloween last night. I'm not giving out the candy anymore. We have, you know, Thanksgiving coming up. It's like a Thanksgiving dinner. We got Christmas on the horizon. Uncle Sal needs to sit you down around the fire and tell you about injury reports, how they work. Because there is some big misconception going on about injury reports and training staffs and what's happening, especially with your Buffalo Bills. All right, so can we do that? Are we going to be able to get Paul? I know he had to go to the locker room. He's going to the locker room? Okay. My apologies. We aren't able to get Paul today. I know he was under a certain time window. He's got to get to the locker room, but that's his job. He's going to go talk to players. We'll find out more about Dylan Cousins moving to the wing. We'll get that from Paul. That's at WGR550.com. And, of course, on Twitter at PHAM1717. When we come back, we're going to have an injury report discussion. Uncle Sal's going to explain how an injury report works for a lot of people who need to hear this, okay? And last night, Malachi Corley, what happened on that particular play and kind of where the Bills sit after last night's game. We'll get more into that as well as we look ahead to this weekend's NFL schedule. We'll take a timeout here, back on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show after this.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.